Hi, thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Hello, Ashley. My name is Ruth Gray, Ruth. Last name is Gray, Gray. And my zip code is 290, I'm sorry, 29708.
Thank you, Ruth.
Let me wait for you to pull up the account. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're completely fine, but thank you. Ms. Gray, just for security, would you also be able to confirm a shipping address real quick?
Sure. 815 Haymarket Place, Fort Mill, South Carolina, 29708.
Lovely. Thank you so much, ma'am. I do show here, let's see. All right. So, yeah, you have her sleep and stress. Looks like the last order was a one-time sale. And what was your concern today?
Well, I've called in a couple of times. There's a charge that showed up on my account for $79.90, which initially was a pending transaction. Now it actually came out of my account. I talked to someone at OMAX yesterday. Actually, it was Rachel, and she told me to get a hold of my bank, and that because Rachel couldn't see it on your end in your system, so she told my bank, and that my bank would have to call them. So I did that this morning. What my bank is telling me is that because I do business with OMAX, it's not like a fraud. It's just a charge that nobody knows what it's for, and it really shouldn't be there. So she said that I needed to call back to you all as the merchant, give you the authorization number and the date because the funds did get transferred, and that you should speak with your whoever handles your merchant services to find out where the money went, because they said the funds were definitely paid. Is that something you can help me with, or do I need to talk to Rachel?
I'll be more than happy to assist, ma'am. Not a problem at all. Let's see. So you said you have the date and the transaction ID?
The authorization number.
Oh, yeah, okay. May I have those, please?
Yep, the date was 3/20. And the authorization number is 603-215. And the amount again was $79.90.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, for that information. Just allow me a brief moment. Let me do a little investigating here. Let's see if I can locate anything else for you. Let me see something real quick. So I'm just going through my system, ma'am. I'm trying to see if we have actually any search criteria available for that authorization code. Now, where is that showing up? Is that on your bank statement?
It is showing up on my bank statement. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So no matter what search criteria I enter, it's not coming up with anything. Give me a moment, ma'am. What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to forward this information over real quick to one of my supervisors to see if they can check in the back end and locate that charge for you as well.
Okay, appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, then I'm back here with you, Ms. Gray, and I really do thank you for your patience. So my supervisor has gotten back with me. No matter what we run, we're not able to locate that charge. But what she did tell me, though, if you would be able to call in with your bank on the line, meaning you contact them, you know, give them our customer support number, they'll give us a call with you on the back end. Since we can't see the charge in our system, we're not able to verify anything. But if they would be able to call us in and confirm that you were billed by our company that amount on that date, what we would be able to do then for you is to submit this information over to corporate, and we could get a check processed. Being that we can't locate anything in the system, you know, there's no way to take care of that charge. So we would just need verification from your bank real quick, and we would, you know, be able to further help out with that amount.
Okay, so just let me ask you this question, because I followed her instructions, my bank representative. She gave me the authorization number and the date of the transaction, suggesting that you contact whoever your merchant services person is. Is that, that's not doable on your end? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, no. I mean, we're just customer support. We can't even get this information passed along to our corporate office, because we can't locate any of this information in our system. That's why we would need for, you know, your bank to give us just a quick call and confirm to one of our representatives that you were billed by our company on that date. And once they do that, what we would do then is pass it along to corporate with the bank's confirmation and information provided, and then corporate would be providing you with the check.
Okay. Alrighty, well, I will give them a call back, and we'll get them to contact you all then. And they can call the same number I called, correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That would be perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, dear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks for calling in, Max. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. You too, hon.
Thanks. Bye.